And my apologies to my Deputy Minister, Sue Ill Health, couldn't attend this evening, but I thought I would take the opportunity of muscling in and perhaps injecting a little bit of colour, though it is pink at the back, into the surroundings here this evening, because I think it is very important for us to recognise when we talk about the future of the economy of Wales, research and everything we need to do, there's a huge population out there which is quite gender balanced, and at the end of the day, women have a lot to contribute to this agenda as well in terms of what we can do and developments. I had the opportunity, obviously, listening to some of the speakers, and I have to say, what a lovely Vice-Chancellor from Cambridge who said, support your politicians. So I was thinking it'll be very good for me that if we do have problems, if I do decide to take a lot of risk, and I'm not risk-averse in any way, I should be wheeling you out to Assembly committees to actually defend the government's position. So it is nice to see some fellow Assembly members here from the opposition, and I hope they've taken note of his comments earlier. But can I say, the vision from the university in terms of the Vice-Chancellor of Cardiff is absolutely the vision that we require in terms of relationship with business. It is about innovation, it is about entrepreneurship, it's about excellence in R&D. But of course, I think Terry, when he made his contribution, had the nail on the head. We've got innovative people, we know what we want to do, but how do we change that into the reality of businesses? And I think that is very important indeed. And the alacrity model that he illustrated is something that I've seen myself at first hand, about how you nurture that talent, how you make them hungry for it. Because I think what he said about only paying them 15,000 so the 30 they might get makes you hungry then, I think, to keep on with what you want to do, to make a profit and get more and more. But you do need help and assistance in all of this, because there's lawyers out there, there's IP out there, there's all those issues that people have to understand if they're to make that leap forward. I also thought as well, when I was listening to the Vice-Chancellor, particularly from Cambridge, when you talked about the greatest threat to all of us, I think, in Western society is actually youth unemployment. Because youth unemployment is very destabilising for all governments, and I think we do have a duty to look at what we can do for young people. It's very important there is hope out there, and governments do have a role in this in terms of what they do, like we've done with the Wales Growth Fund, what we've done with a whole range of issues. But at the end of the day, we've got to offer them more. And one of the things I think we do have to offer, and what you said about Austria and Germany, which is always an area I've actually admired in terms of how they've looked at trade, how they've looked at apprenticeships, and how they looked at those links. You don't have to make a decision at 16 in those countries. If you decide you want to do something different when you've been to an apprenticeship scheme, off you go to do something else. And I think we've always been envious of that. But we have, as a Welsh Government, put tremendous investment into apprenticeships, because they are the way future. But I also think there's another issue that now has to be dealt with, and it is an issue we've taken up within my department in conjunction with education, is actually making graduates fit for purpose for industry. Because it's all very well if you run courses in FE and HE that are not fit for what industry's requirements are. And we're talking about sectors that are so fast moving, like ICT and creative, that sometimes by the time people have finished their degree, we're already on to another agenda within the industries they're going to work in. So I think there is a duty between government, the HE and FE sectors, look very closely at the alignment, what actually industry requires in terms of skills. Not talking about their core skills, but the actual specialist skills they'll actually require to go into the marketplace. So I think I could speak a lot, but then I'd be well over my 2 minutes, and I don't want to be told off, even though you're gracious enough to say that I could speak for longer. I'd just like to perhaps engage in the conversation and the discussion. But I will say one thing to you. It is very important that government aids this debate and financially supports what's going on in these discussions here. We must be prepared to take the bold steps that we need to require in supporting research and innovation. And at the end of the day, accepting there will be failures of judgment with us, in the terms of what we're likely to support. And when we have those failures of judgment, we shouldn't be condemned. Like, you should never condemn the business person that doesn't make a success of their business the first, second time round. You should allow them to shrug their shoulders, learn the lessons, and carry on with the third business that might be an enormous success. And the problem in this country is we haven't thought like that for a long time, and we've got to think like that, because it is about entrepreneurship, it's about the resources we put into that, and we've really got to go on with the agenda.